5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Studio Classroom is
record.
Studio Classroom. Studio Classroom.
Please stand by.
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey, 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 welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. I know your English will improve today. My name is Gabe, of course, and here's my question for you. What's the best way to learn a new language? Of course, you need to practice reading, writing, listening, and speaking. But oh, what do you listen to? Music by Western bands? That's good. What do you read? Novels? That's a great idea. Now, do you ever just sit with a dictionary and see if you can learn a few new words? The name of our lesson is The Dictionary. What would we do without our dictionaries? Well, of course, every language has its dictionaries, but since we're studying English here at Studio Classroom, let's find out more about the English dictionary. So, open your magazine, and let's begin.
The Dictionary, the best language tool. For language study, there is no better tool than a dictionary. It helps you understand the usage, the meaning, and the spelling of words. English dictionaries have been around since 1604, but in 1857, a group of men in London put together the Oxford English Dictionary, OED. It was released in 12 volumes between 1888 and 1928. In 1989, a second edition was published, and another is now in the works.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 usage 这个名词 US 这个字根有使用的意思所以 usage 在这里是指词语或者是语言的用法或使用的惯例例如 the teacher usually will cover the usage of new vocabulary before teaching the article 这位老师在教新的文章前通常会先教新的词汇的用法或者是The usage of slang or idioms is not easy for foreigners to grasp. 俚语和成语的用法对外国人来说比较难以理解。Usage 也指使用。例如 The usage of electricity has decreased recently because the weather has turned warm. 最近电的使用量减少了因为天气变暖和了。继续我们看 volume 这个名词 volume 在这里是指 书籍的卷或册例如 This encyclopedia is made up of 15 volumes 这套百科全书共有15册 volume 也指专业学刊或杂志的一卷通常专业学刊会有一卷所谓的 volume 在里面还分成不同期的期刊叫做 issue ISSUE例如 ,you can find Jack's thesis in the journal's fall volume, second issue. 你可以在这本学刊的秋季卷的第二期当中找到 Jack 的论文。
Thank you very much, Michelle. So, Rebecca,、how much time do you spend reading a dictionary?
You mean now?
Yeah, just, in your free time or、when you're curious...
Well, believe it or not,、back in my college years,、I spent a lot of time reading the dictionary. And back in my high school years, I actually had several friends who read through the entire dictionary.
Really?
Were they really?
Were you guys trying to memorize words?、
Yes, that was the goal.
Okay.
To memorize more words, to expand our vocabulary.So, this particular friend read through the entire dictionary. Me, well, I think I got through A, maybe.
That's, Still pretty good. There's a lot of difficult A words. Well, the dictionary can be a very good tool. This is what we read in our lesson. It's the best language tool. We read for language study. There is no better tool than a dictionary. Well, I have to think about that to see if I agree. But before we do that, let's take a look at this phrase, no better something than something else. This is a fun phrase. You use it to convince somebody that something is the best.
For example, and I'm sure you will all agree with me, there is no better dessert than ice cream on a hot day.
I thought you were going to say ice cream on a hot dog.
Hot dogs and ice cream don't go well together. No. But ice cream on a hot day is a great choice.
And that is a good example. Friends, this is a great sentence pattern. So think of another way to use it. I think that music can be a good way to learn a language. You know, joining us here at Studio Classroom mm-hmm. can as well. But our author says that dictionaries maybe are the most important things. We continue here. It helps you understand the usage, the meaning, and spelling of words. Okay, yes, that is true. We don't have a lot of time here at Studio Classroom to get into all of those things.
No, we read English dictionaries have been around since 1604. Let's talk about that phrase, have been around since, or around since.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if something has been around since, that means it's been in existence or maybe available since a certain time or alive since that time.
For example, light bulbs have been around since, do you know what year?
No, 18-something.
Yes, you're so close and so far away.
Really?
1879.
18-something. I said 18-something.
Yep, you said 18-something. Yes, so light bulbs have been around since 1879. If you lived before 1879, there would have been no light bulbs.
That's right. Maybe just candles. Well, friends, we continue here about the dictionaries. They've been around since 1604, but in 1857, just a decade or so before the light bulb was invented, a group of men in London put together the Oxford English Dictionary, also known as the OED. Now, if you're curious, this is what the Oxford English Dictionary looks like, or at least one version of it.
It was released in 12 volumes between 1888 and 1928. In 1989, a second edition was published, and another is now in the works.
Okay, and we have more to learn about dictionaries soon. However, let's take a look at this phrase, in the works. It's kind of a fun phrase to know. If something is in the works, that means it's in the process. And here in our lesson, it means it's in the process of being made.
That's right. And here's another example. I've shared with you a little bit before about Caroline Leaf and how she's one of my new favorite authors and speakers. Well, Caroline Leaf has already written several books. And it wouldn't surprise me if there was a few more currently in the works.
Oh, so she might also be working on something right now. It's
in
the works.
Currently right now, yes.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, friends, the Oxford English Dictionary has already made some important dictionaries, but there is more in the works. Well, Rebecca, you mentioned when light bulbs were invented, mm-hmm. or since they've been around since 1879, 1870-something?
1879, yes.
1879, and the dictionary was created in 1857. So for 20 years, they were reading dictionaries by the light of a candle
or a lamp. You make a good point.
Unless it was the daytime.
Right. Of course, during the daytime, they could use the sun. Okay, well, of course, in today's lesson, we're talking a lot about the dictionary. Mm-hmm. We're talking about how there are a lot of words in the dictionary. And speaking of words, mm-hmm. do you think there are any new OED words?
New OED words? Yes, Oxford English Dictionary. I'm not sure, but I think maybe we can find out in
The Info Cloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud.
The English language is always growing and changing.
Each year, the editors of the Oxford English Dictionary, or OED, collect data on English words being used and determine if new words should be added to their dictionary or if new definitions for existing words should be added.
In January 2018, more than 1,000 entries were added to the OED. One new word was permalink.
This is an internet-related term that refers to a hyperlink that is meant to be permanent. A permanent hyperlink. Permalink.
The addition of permalink to the OED is significant because internet-related terms often take a long time to be included in the dictionary. This is due to the fact that the internet and technology-related terms may only be relevant for a short time before people stop using them.
Another word that was added to the OED is also a combination of two different words, hangry. This term merges the word hungry and angry.
Hangry has been used for a while now to describe someone who is in a bad mood because they are hungry. For example, don't worry, he's not actually mad at you. He's just hangry because it's almost time for lunch.
随着时代的转变，语言也一直在变化。每一年，牛津英语词典都会增加新的英文单字。2018年就有超过1000个新字。其中一个是 permalink, 也就是网页经常使用的永久连结。点进去就可以直接到网站中的其中一篇网页。这个字是 permanent, 永久，即 hyperlink, 超连结，结合起来的新字变成 permalink。另外一个组合字是 hangry, 大部分的人可能没听过，意思就是又饿又怒，是 hungry,饥饿和 angry 生气两个字的结合，是不是相当有意思呢？这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Here is a little joke for you. What is the longest word in the dictionary? Do you know? Do you know? Well, I'm going to tell you. The longest word is smiles. Why? Because there is a mile between the two S's. Okay, the word smiles does appear in the dictionary, and we have a lot more to learn about the dictionary right now. So...Smile.
The Dictionary. Language is a living thing. At some point, each word in the dictionary was invented. It was then used often enough to be listed in a dictionary. The same is true today.Editors from the OED and other dictionaries monitor print and electronic media. They look for new words that have become common. A word or phrase must be used by a wide range of people, and it must be used to mean pretty much the same thing. In January of this year, the OED added 1,100 words. One example is the phrase,Me time, meaning time devoted to doing what one wants.
OK, 接下来我们看 editor 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 edit, 编辑或编译这个动词，加上 or 这个代表人的字尾 editor 就变成编辑。例如 ,Marian became the newspaper's chief editor at age 40. Marian 在40岁的时候成为这份报纸的主编。昨天的课文中也提到相关的另外一个名词叫做 edition。edition 是指印刷或发行的版本。 例如 the publisher changed the cover of the novel's new edition. 出版社更改了这本小说的新版封面。还有另外一个相关的名词是 editorial, 意思是社论。例如 the editorial criticized the government's new foreign policy. 这篇社论批评了政府的新外交政策。最后我们看 monitor 这个动词 ,MON 这个字根有劝告或提醒的意思。所以 monitor 是指密切注意或者是监测。例如 the wearable device monitors the patient's vital signs at all times. 这个穿戴式的仪器可以随时监测病人的生命迹象。或者是 the FBI is monitoring the actions of all their secret agents. FBI 持续地监控自己情报员的行动。Monitor 也可以当名词，意思是监测器或者是显示器。例如 Greg wants to buy a bigger computer monitor so he can play online games. Greg 想要买一台大一点的电脑萤幕来玩网络游戏。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you very much, Michelle. Well, we read an interesting sentence here. Language is a living thing. If something is living, that means it's not set in stone. It can be influenced by things around it, and it can influence as well. It can change, okay? So we read, at some point, each word in the dictionary was invented.
Wait, each word in the dictionary was invented? So that means that somebody actually invented each word?
Yeah, that's the idea. Okay, so at some point in time, somebody, I guess maybe we could even say they coined words that would be put into the dictionary.
Ah.
And that word coin does not appear in our lesson.
Mm-mm, I don't see it in here.
No, but it's a fun word to know. This means to come up with a word or a term or a phrase.
So do you know who coined the word dictionary?
No, I don't. Who? Who coined the word dictionary?
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
I was asking you if you knew.
No, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should look that up.
But you know what I've also heard?
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes after people have used a word a lot, the word might not even make a lot of sense, like smugger buster. But then you use the word a lot, then all of a sudden it becomes a word, and you might say, oh, yeah, so Nick just coined the word smugger buster.
And what does smugger buster mean?
Well, I just coined that word myself.
So, Rebecca, you just coined the word smugger buster?
I did.
Well, friends, think of a different way to use that word smugger buster. Because Rebecca, your teacher, just coined an English word.
Smugger buster.
Let's make sure it gets into the dictionary next year.
It's pretty impressive, right? I coined a word. Hmm. Okay, well, let's continue learning about the dictionary.
Right.
We read, it was then used often enough to be listed in a dictionary. So first, a word had to be coined, like smugger buster. Then it had to be used, so I need to start using this word enough so that it can be added to the dictionary.
Okay, that makes sense, and the same is true today. Editors from the OED and other dictionaries monitor print and electronic media. So basically it means they're monitoring everything that people are writing, okay, whether it's in magazines, newspapers, or online, and they're trying to see what words are being used.
They look for new words that have become common. A word or phrase must be used by a wide range of people, and it must be used to mean pretty much the same thing.
Hey, well, that's an interesting phrase. The use of the word pretty there is interesting. Pretty much. This means almost or just about. Okay, so they must mean just about the same thing.
For example, I could say, I am pretty much the luckiest girl in the whole world.
Is it because you coined the word smugger buster and everybody is using it?
Well, yes, that's one of the reasons, but also I have a great family, an amazing family, a great place to live, opportunity to live here in Taiwan. So in my opinion, I'm pretty much the luckiest girl in the world.
Now, those are some pretty good reasons. Okay, so our lesson says, in January of this year, the OED added 1,100 words. That's a lot of words to add in 1 year to the dictionary. One example is the phrase me time, meaning time devoted to doing what one wants. So that's what me time is. It's doing what you want. And I would add probably alone. Maybe it's with other people, but it's really kind of usually being alone doing what you want.
For example, I spent so much time with people over the weekend that when Monday morning came around, I really just needed some me time. You know, Gabe, I wanted to make a comment because our lesson says that in January of this year, the OED added 1,100 words.
Yeah.
That means that if I were to buy a dictionary, it would be outdated.
Hey, that's a good point.
Like, I would have to buy a new dictionary every couple of years.
Well, exactly. Although, perhaps this is talking about everything you can find online as well. So the OED online would have all of these new words, and it would be updated. Well, friends, it is time right now for a
review skit.
Hey, nerd, what are you doing?
I'm having me time.
Me time? Huh?
It's time you set aside to do things you like.
Oh. Well, can I me time with you?
What? That's not the correct usage. Me time is a noun, not a verb.
Oh. Well, excuse me.
And no, you cannot have me time with me. It's time you spend by yourself. Me time.
And this is how you spend your me time? Devoted to reading these gigantic books?
Hey, these aren't just any books. These are volumes of the Oxford English Dictionary.
Huh. You really read the dictionary for fun?
Of course I do. And guess what? A new edition is in the works. I can't wait.
You're crazy.
Hey, I've got to be prepared. I want to be an editor for the Oxford English Dictionary.
Editor for Oxford Dictionary? Well, this is how you're preparing? By reading the entire dictionary? Well, there's gotta be many volumes and stuff.
Yes. Of course, an editor also has to monitor media and choose popular words to be added to the dictionary.
Wow, well, you really are a nerd.
Me? A nerd? How do you spell that? Let me look it up.
N-E-R-D?
Okay, so what does smugger buster mean? Rebecca, can you use smugger buster in a sentence?
Sure. Here you go. Mittens is such a little smugger buster. She's always getting into mischief.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's a cute thing, creature, or person who also likes to get into trouble?
That's so good, Gabe.
Yeah.
You're so smart.
I'm a genius. You should add that word to the dictionary.
Right.
Friends, we have something to learn about Constance Wu next time here at
Studio Classroom.
She's a smugger buster. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.